It's just under a month ago that some of the country's most prominent artists and art critics sent a letter to the government calling for a change at the top of the National Gallery. Its signatories accused Milan Knežak, who's been the head of the gallery since 1999, of economic mismanagement and leading the gallery, and by extension the Czech art world, into isolation. On Tuesday, Mr. Knežak reacted to the petition calling for his removal. Rosie Johnston reports.
Over 50 of the country's artists, curators and critics put their signature to the petition calling for Milan Knežak's removal from the helm of the National Gallery. One of the petition's instigators, Linda Lindaurova, told Czech Radio what motivated her to speak out.
A long-term and ever-increasing dissatisfaction with the way that the country's most important artistic institution, its National Gallery, is being run. Criticism of the gallery has been abounding for years, and finally we thought we had to act. Mr. Knežak has been head of the gallery for too long. He is leading this country and this institution into complete isolation, and the gallery is stagnating under his leadership.
The petition's signatories have called on the Culture Ministry to stage a transparent international selection process to find a suitable replacement for Mr. Knežak. The Culture Ministry says that it's willing to take petitioners' complaints into consideration, but that it will stage no such competition to find a new gallery head. For his part, Milan Knežak says that he's unworried by the petition.
You know, if you want to change anything, you need some facts, some realities, you know. And what I have read in that manifesto, whatever is that, are just feelings, and that's not sufficient enough.
What do you say to claims made by this petition that the Narodní galerie, that the National Gallery, is increasingly self-absorbed and isolated from the rest of the art world?
I'm proud of that, because National Gallery collaborates with many, many other galleries and presents pieces all over. And anyway, that's not the reason. The other, you know, what I'm proud of is that National Gallery has own face, different from the other museums. And this is very important. We don't want to be worldwide, I mean, the same as the other museums. We would like to be very specific, because we are specific, and we are proud of that.
And what about claims that the gallery is being badly financially run?
This is not true, because when I came into the gallery, there were many financial problems. There were hundreds and hundreds of millions of debts and, you know, and problem, wrong economy, and we have to straighten it up. Now the gallery is in a good condition. Of course, the money we get from the state is not a big money, and that's the problem, but the economy of National Gallery is now in the best condition.
So finally, this petition is not prompting you to consider resigning in that case?
Of course not. No reason for that.
It doesn't look like Mr. Knežak is going anywhere without a fight. But this ongoing feud between him and some of the country's most prominent artists certainly isn't painting too pretty a picture of the Czech art world.
Rosie Johnston with that report.